as far as the classified PPC goes, I mean, sick leave donation, I think the way our policy reads is people can donate to a bank, and then there's a sick leave bank committee that's supposed to meet to, I guess, determine if that person is worthy of getting some sick days. I'm okay with looking at that, and you know, for both certified and classified, if I'm sure that's a policy that the ASBA recommends, I'm assuming. Usually Mr. Saylor's always, you know, did what they recommended, and I think that's probably the right thing to do. Just saves you some trouble later on. Is someone wanting to change that policy?
Rhea just told me I needed to bring it to the policy, and this was like a month ago, so I can't try to remember our conversation, but she said we just need a policy on donating sick leave. It's not sick bank, but sick leave, like classified to classified. So if I had, like I said, 100 days, and I want to give Amber 5 of those days, I guess I can do it classified to classified, but not classified to certified.
Okay. So that wouldn't take effect until next year anyway.
Okay.
So we've got just a little bit of time. So I'll pull that stuff up and get it sent out to you guys. That way we can all look at it a little more closely.
Okay.
And then be thinking of how you would want to edit it or modify it and let me know. And I can run it by the lawyer and see what they say. There may be some sort of law that's in place that says this is the way it has to be. I don't know. You know, my previous school, they didn't have a committee. Anyone could just donate to whoever they wanted to donate to.
I think
it could even be across classified to certified or vice versa.
I think that's what we used to do.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, I see the difference because the pay is, substantially different, but I'm good with looking at that. So I'll gather all that up and I'll send it to you guys and certified, and we'll look at it. And then when we meet again, we can talk about what we might want to do.
Okay.
So as long as we get it board approved by June, we should be good for next year.
Okay.
And Doug, as far as, so Ms. Coy, you know, her and I have visited quite a bit, and she's researched some schools. I have researched some schools. I'm a distance learning person, making a little bit more than what they do, you know, having different levels of parapros. I think I checked with 3 schools. 2 of them did not pay the distance learning person more than any of the other paras. One of them did. Basically, I think she had looked at maybe 2 schools. One of them didn't get back to her, and the other one said that they did not either. I do understand what she's saying, you know, that she has more kids during the day than maybe a 1-to-1, but I can tell you, unless you've been a 1-to-1 para, you don't understand the difficulties that go with that. And I'm not saying one person's job is easier than the other. I'm just saying they're really 2 totally different jobs, and I get what she's saying. It's really hard for me to say, well, one person, let's just give one person a raise, you know, in a classified salary schedule and not do everybody else. That's kind of, I don't know. We just gave everybody a little bit of raise last year for classified, not near as much as what I'd hoped, but more than some. Some didn't give any, some districts. Definitely not as big as what certified got, but Ms. Sanders said that's the way it's going to be. So, she does a great job, Ms. Coy does, but I don't. If someone wants to recommend something, that's fine, but I can't support that.
She has 2 papers that have signatures on them. I guess the ones that got back with her, this one right here, and that was Yellville Summit, and then she's got one from Green Forest with signatures on them where she got back the other papers that she has from Valley Harrison, and she has there's no signatures on those where they had sent him. So, I mean, I don't know exactly what all that means, but she, she just had these pay scales and everything highlighted.
Right. And like I said, my former district had a had, I think they had two different levels of paras, para pay. One for the folks that had maybe so many hours towards an associate's and one that did not.
Then she had these two letters, I mean, these two pages of that she had typed up, so.
Yeah. And we, I have had a couple one-to-one paras last year approach me about them making more. And I think there's some validity to that for sure, because making sure kids don't run away and taking them to the bathroom and getting hit and pinched and bit. And I mean, it's not all of them are like that, but I mean, some.
Yeah.
So, I would like eventually to do something for both of those and for all classified bus drivers, everybody, but I think until we know what the funding is going to look like in January, that kind of leads me into the classified salary schedule. We did not do anything for certified. Legislator meet in January to set the budget for the following 2 years. Some legislators you talk to say the money will be there for all these raises. Some say it will not. I don't know who to believe. I would like to think that they wouldn't lie and say it's going to be and then not, but I don't think it'd be a lie. I just think, the money's not there. It's hard to keep cutting taxes and build prisons and do this and do that, and then all of a sudden supply all this money for teacher raises, but they are making lots of cuts in co-ops, so that maybe that's where the money's going to come roll in from. I don't know. But so the first, does anybody want to make a motion or recommend anything on what Ms. Coy is asking for?
I don't know either what to say. Like, I agree that the one-on-ones jobs are just as hard, if not harder, than ours. I mean, Jennifer and I feel like our jobs are similar. She's got more students than I do. But I mean, we all have our own things that are difficult and our own, and it, like, I mean, obviously everybody wants raises, but at the same time, it's like one of those things that if you start telling somebody their job is harder than another's, it's going to open up a huge can of worms. I don't know. I don't want to do a motion or nothing. We don't know what we're doing.
No, because these were just given to me that folder last month after the other meeting about this, and so I was just supposed to present that.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and of course, we didn't know we didn't send these copies because we didn't know we were supposed to send them. I didn't know if I was supposed to read them or what. So, I mean, I didn't do anything about getting this paperwork sent to anybody.
We may not be a very good.
Okay. So here's what we can do. We can put it as an official agenda item for next meeting. Okay. We'll do that, and then we can.
Do you want these sent to?
It'd be good if you maybe have Sharon scan those and send them to me. That way.
Okay.
I do want to say something else in addition to that, though, because I like what I say about opening up a can of worms and all this. I should say I would like to brag on her, though, because she does do so much for us outside of the school hours with the kids being the sponsor and stuff. She does a great job. I'm not saying anything belittling about anything. I'm just saying she does an awesome job.
She's got all this listed on her letter on everything that she does, and so.
Yeah.
But I mean, you send that out and everybody can read that.
Yeah, send it to me and then I'll send it out to everybody along with the sick leave bank stuff, and then we can put that on our agenda for next time. So that kind of leads me to the the classified salary schedule. Certified, we did not do anything, no raises on that or anything, like I said, until we know what's going to happen for next year. So that's where I'm at on that, so we can discuss that more in a minute. But so the column that I added for the level two secretary, 210 days, we're moving Mary Jones, or I'm going to recommend to the board, move Mary Jones from Bruno Fayette to Western Grove Elementary. Miss Angie is retiring. Mary, you know, she has all the e-school credentials. She knows how to do all that, like all you level two folks do. So that's the reason I think she needs to stay on a level two pay scale. But I don't need two 240-day secretaries at Western Grove. So she agreed to make the same pay, but only 210 days.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So so that's the reason that new column is on there. Does anybody have any questions about that? Okay. I'm going to recommend that you accept the classified salary schedule as presented.
So that's the only change, right?
No changes except for adding just the level one. 210-day secretary.
Okay.
It's the same daily rate of pay. It's just 210 instead of 240.
Okay.
Anybody?
Do we need a second to recommend?
I'm going to recommend. I need one of you to make the motion to accept it.
Yeah, I guess we can.
We can do that.
Okay. So is that the first and the second?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Second.
Okay. All in favor?
I'm on this. I don't know if I'm just an observer here or...
No, you're on, man.
I mean, captain.
You're part of it.
Okay.
Whether you want to be or not.
Hey, I'm all in.
thank you guys. And tell Jennifer that we will, you know, we'll get on the agenda for next time, make it official, and kind of go from there. And that'll give me a little bit more time, too. And I can fill out some people on what their thoughts are.
Okay.
I have a question about it for Jennifer. Like, I don't even know what we're all supposed to talk about on our PPC meetings or whatever. So if I'm, like, need to shut up or something, just tell me. But I didn't know, like, if they got stipends when they're, like, senior sponsors and such. If that was just maybe something different that should be looked at for... I don't know.
They do.
She does. Yeah, they do.
Is she classified?
She is. Yeah. Yeah, there's a stipend list. If you guys want to look at that, it's out there. There's a junior sponsor, senior sponsor, and you don't necessarily have to be a certified person to get a stipend.
Yeah, this this one paper that she has from pay scale from Valley has is on the bottom there, she has it highlighted, virtual Arkansas monitor stipend $500 is what she has right down there.
And that might be something that's more doable than actually like creating a separate column or raising pay. I wouldn't be opposed to that because there is lots of, I don't know how many of you are familiar with that. Mr. Knapp, I know is, but lots of emails back and forth with teachers, with parents, with kids. I mean, it's not just babysit. I mean, it's not. I mean, she unlocks tests and different things, or they used to. I don't know if that's still the way they do it, but you know, the virtual Arkansas teacher lets her know when the kid needs to take a test and they have to unlock it. I mean, it's more than just them sitting there in like study hall. It is.
She does a really awesome job. She like puts kids down to let them know if they're late on something, and she's kept my own kids out of trouble. She just is on top of it.
Yeah, so I would be in favor of a stipend. I would. That I would. Yeah, so send that to me, Doug, and I'll look and see what others are doing on stipends, and that's a good idea. I never thought of it being a stipend.
All these other paperwork that from the other schools that she has, Valley's the only one that has the stipend.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because you can always take a stipend away if things got tough, you know.
But yeah, that's the only one that has a stipend mentioned, and she has that highlighted.
Okay.
I just lost that paper.
All right, well, I need to go because I need to get up there to the Special Olympics and see our kiddos. I hadn't been, I've been superintendent, so I'm going to go watch them.
That's the only one.
Okay, so you just want me to take this video, I'll just email it to myself and then send it on to Mr. Pilgrim.
Yep, send it on to him, and yeah, because we have to report all PPC meetings now. Okay. Anybody got anything else?
No.
Not I. Nope. I'll make a motion we adjourn.
Oh, second, third.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So.
Hang on. Let me.
Okay.